Dr. Billy Graham said, "We can change the course of events if we go to our knees in believing prayer. Prayer should not be merely an act, but an attitude of life. We should not pray for God to be on our side, but pray that we may be on God's side." Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute, episode number 965. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty. In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our prayer motivator passage of Holy Scripture from the Word of God today is John 15:7, which says, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." By the way, my youngest son, Daniel Ezekiel White, is the producer of this particular prayer motivator minute, which is a rare thing for him to have to do, but he had to step in for his sister. Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "The very act of prayer is a blessing," and only Spurgeon could come up with a quote like that. The point of this podcast is for you to pray. So let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, thank you for the blessing of prayer itself. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 90, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family in tow, if you will, in chronological order. This unique Bible, this unique viewpoint, allows you to, and allows all of us to read the whole Bible as a single story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, my dear friends, we are reading Job chapter 38. Holy Father God in heaven, Lord, I pray that you'll give me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, and to understand it as I read it, to remember it as I read it, and to meditate on it, and to apply it to my life and help others to apply it to their lives. Speak to all of our hearts from this one chapter in the multiple ways that only you can do. And we pray that those who don't know your Savior would come to know your Savior today. Those who do know your Savior, that they would be encouraged and revived and blessed by the simple reading of your holy word. For as Sir Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, the act of prayer is a blessing. I am convinced that the act of reading your holy Bible is a blessing. Even when we sometimes do not feel we understood everything or we grasped everything, I am totally convinced that your holy word does work in us that we know not of immediately. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, help us to read it, to understand it, to share it with others, and to preach your holy gospel from it by any means necessary. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.